A happy and blessed Monday to all of you, dear friends. We are officially in summer. Our last meeting on Friday was the last day of spring, and this is the first Monday of summer. So we're glad that we can study the Word of God together for a few moments on Bible Sunshine. Open your Bibles up to Philippians chapter 3. Philippians chapter 3, and I would like to read the next section, verses 17 through 21. Brethren, join in following my example, and note those who so walk as you have us for a pattern. For many walk, of whom I have told you often, and now tell you even weeping, that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, and whose glory is in their shame, who set their mind on earthly things. For our citizenship is in heaven, from which we also eagerly wait for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will transform our lowly body, that it may be conformed to his glorious body, according to the working by which he is able even to subdue all things to himself. Let's pray together. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for this passage in Philippians. We pray that you will help us to understand it and make application to our lives today, that we will be encouraged in the Lord and that we will be your faithful servants to share the good news of the gospel. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, in Philippians chapter 3, verses 12 through 16, we were looking at how to make spiritual progress in the Christian life, how to make forward motion in living for Christ. In verse 17, this continues, and we have here principles for positive growth as citizens of heaven, principles of positive spiritual growth as citizens of heaven. Along the journey from earth to heaven, believers need help and assistance in pursuing the values, truths, and Savior of their eternal home. And notice in verse 20, he says our citizenship is in heaven. So as we live for the homeland, the Father's country, the Father's house, what are we to do here on this earth? Well, first of all, in verse 17, we need to follow godly examples. And Paul says, brethren, join in following my example. Literally, be imitators with me or of me. Together, imitate me. And how could Paul possibly say that? Because he was imitating Christ. That's how. So we see here the necessity of help and leadership. We need, in the body of Christ, spiritual parents who invest in spiritual children. We closed last time reading from 1 John chapter 2, where John talks to fathers, to young men, and to children. I think he's probably speaking to those in those spiritual categories, though he may have been talking to those who are actually of those physical ages as well. But let's think of them as spiritual categories. We need fathers, mothers, that is, those who are mature in the faith. And we need them to invest in the young people, passing on truth to the young people. And the young people can have an influence on the children even. So we need to have examples in the Christian life. We need help and leadership. It's natural to look up to a spiritual parent. And not to exalt them, not to put them on a pedestal, not to deify them, but to look to them for encouragement and for example. That's natural. And it's a powerful dynamic. We need to be mentoring, teaching those younger in the faith. You want to have a tremendous blessing? Ask the Lord, Lord, give me someone that I can mentor, that I can pray for. You may say, well, I don't know how to do that. I don't know what to say. Let me just give you two suggestions. Just two simple suggestions. If God places someone on your heart, maybe new in the faith or not as mature in the faith as you, you could call them or meet with them and just say this. How are you doing? How is your life? A simple question or questions around this theme. Tell me how you are. Tell me what's going on. Tell me if you're doing okay. And then the second question, how can I pray for you? How could I pray for you today? You could be such an encouragement with two simple questions. How are you doing? How can I pray for you? And that can develop into you being a spiritual parent to someone else in the faith, younger in the faith than you, and being a tremendous encouragement to him. We have the provision of help and leadership. Paul says in the last part of verse 17, as you have us, not only himself, but also Timothy, as you have us for a pattern or an example or a type. You know, sometimes when we are learning different things, we need a pattern. It's very important to have a pattern when you sew. Important to have a concept, an idea when you build something. And yes, it's even important to have a recipe when you cook. Recently, I had a hankering for some pancakes. I used to be the pancake man in our house. I would make pancakes. But I suppose they're not the healthiest thing in the world, but I just had a desire for some pancakes. And I used to like to make fruit pancakes, apple pancakes, banana pancakes. So I had an idea of making these banana pancakes, because we had a banana that needed to be used. Well, the recipe calls for, I think it was 1/4 teaspoon of nutmeg. Well, I like nutmeg, but I added more nutmeg than was called for. Because I thought, as my wife says, if a little is good, then a lot of nutmeg will be better. Well, when we ate them, I enjoyed them, but I convinced her to try one of my pancakes, and my wife sort of paused and thought she tasted something odd. And then I thought I tasted something just a little bit bitter. I said, I guess I got too much nutmeg. Well, did you follow the recipe? Was the convicting question. Well, for the most part, but I added some. You see, I was thinking nutmeg was more like cinnamon, and I love cinnamon and can't get enough of cinnamon on different things. But nutmeg, you can get too much, and it can make things a little bit bitter. You see, I didn't exactly follow the pattern, the recipe. In the Christian life, we need good and godly patterns to follow. We need patterns that we can imitate. We need godly leaders who can give us an example of loving the Lord and loving His Word, and we can follow them. Young women need godly women to follow them and their pattern of godliness. Notice how Paul teaches this in the book of Titus. If you want to turn there, understand this passage. Be familiar with this passage. It's a great passage about spiritual patterns and leadership. Titus chapter 2. Notice this. The older women likewise, that they be reverent in behavior, not slanderers, not given to much wine, teachers of good things, that they admonish the young women to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, chaste, homemakers, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God may not be blasphemed. Paul instructs Titus to teach the older women to teach the younger women, to be a pattern for the younger women. That is a desperate need in 2020. Young women in the faith need older women in the faith to love them, to listen to them, to pay attention to them, to instruct them in a godly, kind way. And you know what? Young men today desperately need older men to be father figures. One of the tragedies of our modern society and culture is fatherlessness. And studies have shown that those who don't have father figures are very likely to be involved in drugs and crime and all kinds of trouble. Well, your older men need to nurture younger men in the faith. We need to be father figures to others, to love them. Maybe there's a young man in your neighborhood or in the church or in your family and they do not have an active duty father. Obviously they had a father, but not an active duty father. Someone who's actively involved in their life. Maybe God could use you to be that man. God could use you, older women, to nurture and care for younger women in the faith. We all need spiritual examples. Paul said, join in following our example because we have been that type, that pattern for you. He says, note those who so walk. Those who walk along the path, taking a step at a time, pursuing Christ and pursuing godly examples. This also leaves place for learning from great heroes of the faith of the past, to understand and learn church history biographies, people who were strong in the Lord, strong in the faith, and certainly to learn from biblical biographies. The Bible is full of people of faith who are following after the Lord. They are great examples for us, and the Bible is totally honest. It shows us negative sides of people and even their failures, and it shows us their positive side. So we can refuse the negative side and say, I'm not going to do things that way. I see what happened to David, or I see what happened to Peter, or to John Mark. I'm not going to go their way. But I'm going to go the way of their positive example. When David had a tender heart, confessing sin, and was a man after God's own heart, I'm going to go the way of John Mark when he was useful and productive, and not when he was a quitter. I'm going to go the way of Peter when he was a rock in the faith, and not one who denied Jesus. So the Bible gives us powerful examples, positive examples for us to follow, negative examples for us to refuse. We need to be those who can be imitated, and we need to imitate godly examples. There is a caution of this, and it is this. Make sure those examples are imitating Christ. Make sure they're imitating Christ. Make sure the Bible is important to them, and they love the Scriptures and seek to live out the Word of God. Well, let's go to prayer today and pray on this 22nd day of the month for two countries. Bahrain in the Middle East ranks number 47 on the persecution ranking, and Cyprus, a land that had the gospel early on. Let's pray for these two countries. Dear Father, we thank you so much for the example of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you for the example of the Apostle Paul. Thank you for the example of Timothy. Lord, I pray that you will make us to be godly examples, examples that can be imitated, that people can follow us. And Lord, I pray you would give us a burden to reach out to younger people in the faith, to be mentors, to be examples, to be encouragers to them, to find out how they're doing and to care for them. And Lord, I pray today for Bahrain and Cyprus. I pray that you would raise up godly spiritual examples in those lands, and the examples that exist already, that you would encourage them with boldness to stand for Christ. And for those who are facing opposition, Lord, will you bring steel to their nerves and steel to their heart, and strength to their being, that they would continue to follow Jesus. And our Father, I pray that you will have mercy on our nation. Bring us from the highest office to the lowest office. from the largest church to the smallest church, bring us all to repentance from sin and turning to Christ with all our hearts, that we would be an example for a darkened, confused world. We ask in Jesus' name that is full of light, full of love, and is life-giving. In that powerful name we pray. Amen. God bless you, friend. Thank you for joining us today on Bible Sunshine. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow at 12 noon. God bless you.